Simon & Schuster Audio presents
The Glovemaker's Daughter, written by Leah Fleming, read by Anne Dover. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Reader, whether young or old, think it not too soon or too late to turn over the leaves of thy past life, and be sure to fold down where any passage of it may affect thee. William Penn, The Preface to Some Fruits of Solitude, 1718. Good Hope Township, Pennsylvania, 2014. He thought at first it was a trick of the light. It was far too early to be on site, but sleep didn't come easy these past months since his retirement, so leaving his truck down the street to get some fresh air, Sam Storer made his way to the old chapel. That's when he saw the shadowy outline of someone in a long cloak, which firmed up into a woman in one of those Amish bonnets, standing staring at the chapel walls, hugging a book or ledger close to her chest. He called out, thinking she might be one of the volunteers from the Heritage Centre who liked dressing up in colonial costume, come to inspect the renovations to one of the oldest buildings in the township. He blinked again, and she vanished. What the hell was that? His instinct was to turn tail and head back down. He could feel the hairs on his neck rising, his heart thudding. Had he dreamed her up? What was it about this old place that drew her to be standing as if on guard? It was a face neither old nor young, just weary, with such burning eyes. Had he witnessed some strange slip of time into another era? One thing was for certain. He'd tell no one, or there would be ghostbusters and cranks, and it might slow up the job in hand. There'd been enough debate about these renovations already. No one wanted the old place compromised. This meeting house was not the original, but it was at least 300 years old. The records were accurate enough, and an extension was needed to accommodate their growing community. The team of willing volunteers was under his supervision, him being a bit of an expert on early colonial architecture. Each stone would be numbered and removed, and then replaced carefully so as to keep the building authentic. It was going to be a tedious labour of love. Sam smiled, thinking, "If only these walls could talk." All those years of meetings in silence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?